You haven't understood the agenda. The agenda is that everything here is made out of particles. And those particles are governed by consciousness. Even dollars and gold and rubles and shekels, they're all governed by consciousness. Now, this consciousness has very little effect on particles because it is already particled out. It has a grid. You understand? All of its energy is locked in those grids. So it just has habits. It doesn't have the power to lift off. Now, even though this is in a sea of opportunity, put your hands out, come on. Distance between you and I. Between you and I would create a forever existence of galaxies and all the life thereof. And all it takes is a distance between you and I. This is a sea of opportunity. It is seething with frequency. It is seething with options. And do you know how close that is to you? It's closer than the breath that you breathe. While your eyes emit a radiation, if your eyes are focusing on something, they are radiating the conscious command into the frequencies right in front of them. Your brain radiates a conscious pattern. Your body radiates it. It's in your bands. So everything that you need, that's how your life gets made by God. It's the emission. It's the commands from consciousness. It's the program. Consciousness delivers every single moment to the frequency fields of energy. And it happens. The grid just keeps emitting its program, you see? So everything keeps staying the way that it is. The consciousness has to make the break. Now, this doesn't have the power to do anything. Everything has been locked up. Remember, I said we must have a crack. We must crack open the grid. We must release some power in order to create the reality. And lo and behold, it happened. To all of you who have not heard that teaching, then think of it in these terms, or see it as it were in these terms. That everything that you want, you may have. But the nature of frequency protects diligently its service, and it does not give it just to you because you're sitting there and you think you deserve it. You'll starve to death and it will not manifest the bread for you. It obeys a superior law. And the superior law is this focus I was telling you about that is, in essence, the function of God. Now, this is the habit. This knows the mandate. This says, I will give you whatever you want, but in order to get it, you must roll over an experience that provides wisdom, and I will safeguard this pool of experience so that when your life is over, you may live eternally. I know that you think this is all that you would need to make you happy. It is not the truth. It is a lie. What will bring you joy is eternal life. So, I'm going to allow you to have this, but I want you to understand that it is not the phenomenon for the reason that you do this, and gold or dollars or rubies is a phenomenon. It is part of the phenomenon. To seek the phenomenon is to seek death, is to seek fame and glory and idolizing and worship. To seek the truth is to have eternalized life. So, the things that you want, you will get. If you say to this, my God, give me the experience that I have never experienced, that unlimits me. And as it unlimits me, I am willing for the experience. For in that, I know my abundance will be, and it will be, people. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, I could only tell you that because you've had a modicum of experience in how to create reality. But you understand that you're not going to create reality unless it provides for you an experience that could be called truth or wisdom. This is a school of ancient wisdom. It's not a school of ancient dollars. You understand? Now, spending is not new. Experiences are. So, if you have found that you sort of kind of like the way you are now, and that you're growing, and that you're seeing clearly, and you're getting simple, and you see the fortress that you have lived in, because so clearly you can see it in other people. You can recognize that barred door and those closed windows. And they won't even look at any other option except their own. The only impossible thing is a closed mind, don't you know, and a brain that functions in that closed corner. But I tell you, you are no longer that way. You may still live in the courtyard, but those walls are going to have to come down because you cannot advance in this great school nor get the next level of knowledge or experience unless you provide cracks. Otherwise, you will eliminate yourself because you will come to a part where you say, I really like my life and I can't do this any longer because I don't want to give up what I've got. Now, I can tell you in retrospect that that's a foolish man or woman that says that, because what isn't worth giving up? And yet I can also tell you, as a different tree rooted in the earth, perhaps you'll have to have what you have this lifetime and the next one and the next one and the next one until you say, somehow I feel I've owned this. I can shed it. And I'm ready for true knowledge and I can go naked to get it. Then we say, now you're ready to learn. So this school is not about the phenomenon. It's about the experience. It's not about channeling, it's about the experience. And what am I now in retrospect? I'm not a spirit. I am a consciousness. I am a dynamic consciousness. I am a God entity. I am a God that controlled the image thoroughly. I am a God that has focused upon this body. Don't you see? I am exactly what I am teaching you. Don't you understand? This is not about anything that's faddish. This is what laid the foundations of humanity.